When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
okay. Starting things off a little different. We're in Vegas, so we gotta pretend to be, you know, hip and cool and young. That's right, young J.A.C. Jack Harlow. He's a white guy, right?
Yep.
Is he allowed to do this?
This
is what some people call black scent. He's doing a black scent.
Yeah.
Aquafina got in trouble for such things. They let Jack Harlow just roll out like this?
He's right. A Kentucky guy, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Number one song in the country. Number one song in the country, Jack Harlow. What's the name of it?
Loving on Me.
Loving on Me. There you have it. Coming to you live from Las Vegas. Thursday, cover to cover. Wow. Las Vegas. I'm here. I don't know if you guys have ever done Las Vegas for this long. Maybe you have. Maybe some of you. Like, I'm talking strip Las Vegas. I know some of you might live here, like Alex did. Alex was born and raised here, but you didn't do this. You didn't walk around casinos.
I mean, when I worked in them.
For endless hours and hours. Still haven't found. This is, you guys wouldn't know this because you're not in the business. You're not in show business. But I'm in show business, and I'm an employee of the MGM Grand this week.
Mm-hmm.
I have an employee card. They gave me a real card that says headliner on it. And I could take that card into an employee dining room, which I still have not found. Not that I've looked, but I haven't found it.
Yeah.
And I'm with that card, I could get free. I don't know what I could get free. They told me I can get free things, free sandwiches in an employee dining room.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to be in an employee dining room. I feel like you know what? I'm going to say it. I feel like it's beneath me as a celebrity. Do I want to be sitting in an employee dining room? Because I don't know. I don't know if I've ever been in an employee dining room, but I feel like the last time I was in something remotely close, they had a little break room when I used to work at Caldor in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Caldor was a department store. I think it was exclusive to like the East Coast. And I worked in Caldor, and they had a little break room. And I would sit in that break room. It was the saddest thing you've ever seen. Just people sit. This was before phones. Nobody could look at phones or anything. So you just sit there and just stare at, and I think you could get hot dogs. They had like hot dogs for like $1. I think they had like a little snack bar or something.
For employees only?
My mind is not all there on my recollecting why the hot dogs were. But I remember eating hot dogs in the break room just by myself and a couple of other employees. You know, different departments sat together. You know, we worked it out. I don't know why these things, you know, Israel and Gaza can't work it out because we worked it out at Caldor break room.
Yeah.
Sporting goods sat next to records and tapes and next to major appliances and seasonal.
Were there any departments that everyone avoided?
You tried to avoid shipping and receiving. They were ex-cons and stuff, so you didn't want to get too
rough around the edges.
You didn't want to get too close to them because they were like back of the house. You know, you didn't see them. They just loaded trucks
and
went on their way. So that I don't know if the employee dining room here is anything like that. But,
oh, it's in back of house.
Oh, I'm sure it's in back of house. Yeah. I mean, I'll find it. I'm going to find it this week. I still have about 5 more days here in Las Vegas, and you could tell my voice is shot from nothing, really. I haven't really been doing anything. I mean, Alex and I went out for a couple of drinks last night, but nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
But I, you know, I can't sleep. I don't sleep well, and that's it. So, you know, I'm doing shows every single night. Every single night at 8 p.m., I do a show. And it's a humbling, this is going to be a humbling week. And, you know, the walls come humbling down, and mm-hmm. they are humbling on top of me. Oh, man, they are humbling all over me. And because nobody knows who I am or cares. It's not like a cover-to-cover heavy crowd or Juicy Scoop crowd or anything like the crowds that I've been playing last couple of years are friendly toward me.
Yeah.
You know, so much so that I could, you know, start a joke about, like, my parents, and people would go, yes, Gene and Jerry, you know, they're on board. This is not that.
No.
So last night we were leaving the bar that Alex and I were in, and the people who were at the show, this couple, 4 people come sitting down, like, oh, you're the comedian. Oh, fun. Good job. Did a real good job. You know, these are people just taking a break from, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're coming into the show, not necessarily to watch comedy or care who I am or anybody else on the show is. They're just going in so they can get an hour out of the casino.
Yeah.
Or whatever, gambling or whatever they were doing. Just an hour away from it to sit and watch me. And the shows have been fun, but I feel it's very much, who's this guy? So I'm starting from scratch.
Yeah. Zero to 60 every time.
Yeah, every day. You know, they don't know anything about me. The woman who introduces me every night fucks up my name. I mean, now we've done 3 shows so far. She's fucked up my name 5 different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell her every day, I'm like, you know, it's Frangiola. It's not that hard. It's almost exactly how it's spelled. Yeah. Franjola. Just like that. Frangiola. Okay, got it. Then she'll walk out and go, Fragiali. And, you know, but nobody knows. Nobody knows his friend. They're like, all right, whoever this guy is. And then as we were walking out of the bar, people just, they say the worst thing I could hear is being in this business for about 35 years now,
mm-hmm.
here, you did a good job. Really fun. We enjoyed it, you know? And then I'm walking out and the guy goes, good luck. Good luck with your career. Good luck with everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, that's where I'm at. I'm at.
You're an up and comer.
I'm back at the good luck part of my, you know, to these people. Like, good luck to you. You know, to which I want to say, good luck me. I've already made it. I am doing 7 nights at the Brad Garrett Comedy Club in the MGM Grand. I have a employee discount card in my pocket. You want me to show you good luck to me? Don't make me go get 20% off the Pac Sun here in. They told me I'd get 20% off Pac Sun.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But it's closed. I walked past it yesterday. The gates are down. So a woman was explaining to me when she handed me the employee card. She was explaining to me all the discounts I could get within the casino. Not just the free sandwiches or whatever in the employee dining room. I could get many different perks. And she was explaining it to me. And I kind of just wanted to get up to the room. And she's rattling off the restaurants and how much they give me off. You know, like, and then that place will give you 10% off. And Johnny Rockets will give you 10% off. And I was like, okay, I got it. Like, what is 10% of Johnny Rockets?
$1.20?
Yeah, like, hey, listen, I don't want to be an asshole here, but I can swing the extra 10% and just to get you out of this conversation right now. But so I haven't used it. I haven't taken full advantage. Just went to a Target. I mean, this is what I'm doing now. I'm just walking around aimlessly because, I'm here to perform. I was telling Olivia last night, I was like, if you told me 25 years ago that I would be headlining a week of shows in Las Vegas, I would have been like, that's about the greatest thing that could happen to a young, virile comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Virile, is that the word?
Yeah.
Virile?
Yes.
And I would have loved it. I would have been like, oh, this is party time. Just do one show, 35 minutes of material, and then hit the bars and clubs of Vegas and just out there whoring around, you know? But those days are over. I have no desire for any of this shit. So now it's just it's just 7 days in Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
doing 35 minutes, and you know, maybe my career will work out if this guy gets his wish.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an employee. So I just walk around, and I walked around yesterday down to like out on the strip, which is, you know, a guy I was trying to take a picture. There's a big billboard for me, my face on a big billboard.
Yeah.
And you got to take a picture of it. You know, I mean, I don't want to be one of those guys who takes pictures of his name on a marquee because I like to pretend that I've been here before. You know, like mm-hmm. it's not a big deal for me to see my face on a billboard because I'm a big star. That's what I like to pretend.
Yeah.
But it is. I'll keep it for myself.
On Las Vegas Strip's a little different.
Yeah,
though.
It looks good. It's cool looking. So I took a picture of it and from down on the strip. And as I was taking a picture of it, you know, that guy comes up to me. They're handing out flyers for many things.
Prostitutes. And
well, that's what the first one was. You want 20% off the Titanic experience or something. And then 10 seconds later, a guy comes up and goes, "Do you want to fuck Asian whores?" And I was like, "Wow." I mean, that one sounds better than the Titanic experience, honestly. And I was like, I don't know if I want to fuck Asian whores, but I just so I know.
Mm hmm.
I do have an employee discount card in my pocket. I was wondering if I choose to fuck Asian whores, do I get a discount on something like that? Well, is that something they mm-hmm. can discount? Because I know Johnny Rockets is offering 10%. Are the Asian whores offering any type of discount? But so he did offer me that. He said, "Are you here to fuck Asian whores?" And then there was a guy standing next to me, like a big, heavy black guy, and so I was like, "No, I'm good on the Asian whores." And then he asked the guy next to him, "Goes, you hit a fuck Asian whores?" And he goes, "Already did."
Ooh,
whoa! I thought that I said, "Shit!" That's a good line. I said, "I should have fucking done that line." But anyway, then I went into a Target and bought bananas, and that's what I've been living on mm-hmm. in my room. I just have you see a little refrigerator over there, Alex. Things are pretty nice here.
Yeah,
got a little refrigerator. Got a couple of burners there, like a stove. You mm-hmm. see that?
Yeah.
I could cook. You want some pasta?
Yeah.
I could cook it for you right now.
Let's do it.
I mean, I'm in like a room that you could live in.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I was a divorced dad, this would be a great fucking week for me. But man, it's a little depressing, honestly. But people warned me, a lot of my friends, and nothing against the club is great. And the people who work at the club are great and having a good time. The shows have been fun. But it's just, you know, the app like now, 11 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday in Vegas. Here we are. Like, what am I supposed to do?
This is a 3-day town.
It's a 3-day. I've often said that. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know that. You guys know that. We've all been to Vegas. We all know Vegas. And it's a 3-day town. It's sometimes a 2-day town. Sometimes the third day might even be a little too much mm-hmm. sometimes. But there is definitely some conventions or something going on because it is busy. We were talking about this last night. We're like this bar we were in was busy.
Packed.
I know. And mm-hmm. it's like, you know, just dudes, the convention guys. We all know them. You see them everywhere you go. I don't know what business they're in, but they all have a similar look, you know, mm-hmm. it's some sort of docker or something.
The lanyard.
They got the lanyard on. They got a shirt that a lot of guys wear these shirts. They're a real, I don't know, a couple of years ago, maybe it was a look. It's got like the collar. The collar's like a different color on the inside. Then it's got like a paisley or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you cuff up the arm, you know, the sleeve, it has a little paisley pop on it as well.
Yeah.
And that's like a big Vegas shirt for these guys. Like, fuck it. I'm going out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Get my paisley cuff shirt. Let's have some fun out here. Van Heusen or some dumb shit. So anyway, that's what I'm doing, you know, and then, you know, I'm looking up topics for the show. Congratulations, I'd like to say, to the good people of Canada.
Okay.
How do you like that? You didn't see that coming, huh?
No.
Yeah. And you know why?
Why?
Because it's just been voted safest place to travel to. Ooh. Safest country to travel to, Canada. Number one safest place to travel to, Canada. Which I could believe. I've been to Canada many times. Lovely people. Lovely people. It's you know, everyone is very Canadian. And mm-hmm. they're a good people. And I don't know, I haven't seen any trouble there.
Yeah.
Not that I know of. I mean, I haven't really walked the streets too much.
They keep the riffraff out. I'm not allowed to go.
Oh, you're not allowed to go.
If
yeah,
if you've had a DUI, you can't.
That's right.
So
yeah, I knew some people. Yeah,
they keep it tight.
It is interesting. They have to, you know, they get a lot of comedians coming up there from America, and a lot of the comedians can't because,
yeah,
of, you know, whatever reason.
You land and...
Yeah, so they have, they're pulling from a pretty small pool if they're going to, you know, crack down on things like DUIs, because probably every comedian has one at one time or another, or some other thing
something
worse than that.
Much worse, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't have anything, so I'm free to go, and I have, and it's been lovely, lovely. I had... probably one of the worst weeks of, you know, like stand-up weeks of my life there at a place called the Comedy Cave in, where is that? Calgary.
Calgary, Alberta.
Calgary, Alberta. And, you know, Calgary's like, and this is nothing against the good people of Calgary, but it seems to be like the Midwest of Canada, if that makes any sense.
It is.
To, like, their oil people and whatever. And the comedy club, I've talked about this before, I believe. The reason why it's fresh in my mind is because I was just talking about it with the comedian who's opening for me this week.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, we were talking about our worst gigs, you know, because he's been in the game a long time too. Eddie Pence is his name. Good dude. I've known him forever. And we were, you know, kind of having fun about the worst gigs you've ever done. And he goes, you ever do Comedy Cave? And I was like, oh my God. You know, this is a weird family that makes you eat dinner with them. After the show. Which after the show, you do like three shows a night for like a week. Once it's similar to like this, but at least it's only one show here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last show is over at like midnight. And they're like, you're ready for, they call it supper, whatever. Fucking just people barely function. And I go, you ready for your supper? And I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
So then I sit in the kitchen with the family because they all work there. They own it and they work there. And it's
the kids involved too?
I think they're Egyptians or something, you know, but they've been in Calgary for many, many years. And yeah, kids, two kids, the mom, grandma, and the dad, you know?
That's a family dinner.
And me. Yeah. And then we sit and they get offended if you leave. You're like, I think I'm just going to head back to the hotel room. And the guy, he confronted me at one point. He goes, is everything okay? Because I was like, yeah, everything's fine. It's a nice week.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, because you didn't come to dinner last night. And I was like, yeah. Because it was midnight, and I don't know your fam.
Yeah.
Like, if I feel weird sitting next to the dishwasher with your grandmother. You know, like, I don't need to do that.
Ask if I can.
I don't
be
sit
excused.
With my family for dinner. Why would I sit with yours? So yeah, it's very strange. But then you feel they shame you into it, and they're like, "All right, I'll sit here for the rest of the week eating like weird dishes that they make."
That's their employee dining room.
That's exactly what it is. You know, it's just a kitchen. So. Thank God, like, those days of my career are over, and I'll never go back. Like, I'll never do third-rate comedy clubs ever again. And I had to do them there for a while because the chips were down, but I can't do it anymore. Like, I got caught in a blizzard in Calgary, and they don't pick you up or anything, and they put you in a house. You guys would remember if you guys were, I think we were still doing cover to cover. We were doing cover to cover at the time. And if you remember, I did, they put you in a weird house and you share the house with other people. I think they Airbnb one side and you stay on another side.
Mm-hmm.
It's like really low rent.
Yeah.
This side you stay in. I mean, it's bad news. And then you could hear things through the door in the Airbnb, but it's locked, but you can hear shit. And I felt like I was part of some sort of kidnapping. Like, it seemed like I was listening to the people talking, and it felt like they had kidnapped a child, and they were wondering it was like two guys, there was a white van, I mean and I felt like I was about to open a case or something, and I put it on Instagram, and people were very intrigued by the story, and then a blizzard hit, and I had to rent a car, and the club was far from, and they don't plow the streets or anything in Calgary, you just drive through 4 feet of snow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm having panic attacks just thinking about it. And that's, but anyway, that's the time I spent in Canada. And, you know, nothing happened to me outside of having to perform at the Comedy Cave.
Yeah.
So,
so it's a safe place.
So it's a safe place. What I'm saying, it's a safe place. You want to hear some of the other top, I think it's top 20 safest places to go. Strangely enough, America's not on there. You know, for whatever reason, hey, you know, I don't know what our situation is, but we're not on there. These are the safest countries to travel to in 2024. Number one, Canada, of course. Now, the next probably five are going to make sense. Mm-hmm. If you just, I don't think I've been to any of them, honestly. Maybe number five. But it's going to make sense to you. If just from seeing pictures, you're like, oh, that looks safe.
Yeah.
So number one is Canada, of course. And I think we all knew that. I think Canada seems safe. Number two, Switzerland.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've never heard anything going down in Switzerland. Number three, Norway.
Okay.
Right? Isn't this all making sense?
Yeah.
Number four, Ireland. Ooh. Number five, the Netherlands.
Okay.
Number six, London, like United Kingdom. Okay, sure.
I mean, if we didn't make the list.
I know. That's what I thought.
London gets a little dicey.
We all kind of the same. Now we're getting into number seven, Portugal. I can't say I know. And then you like the Denmarks, the Icelands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Places nobody goes.
Number 10, Australia. Congratulations. We got a lot of listeners in Australia. So congratulations, Australia, for being number 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys got your shit together and you made it safe. I've been there too. Didn't have any problems. Except they're very judgmental. Like the doormen at bars and stuff. We were trying to go into some bars. We were there for Chelsea Lately, and we were trying to go into some bars. And like the doormen will flat out tell you, like, no, you guys are too ugly to come in here.
Ooh.
Like they've told us that.
Yeah.
Not me.
I mean, that's a Vegas
not
thing.
Me, yeah. Not me. Not
yeah,
me. Some
obviously.
Of the people we were with.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, no, too short, too ugly, too gross, like to different people. And we're like, did he just say that? Like, I think he did.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said... I think you just said you're too ugly to get in here, and kind of that's kind. I mean, not in so many words, but in so many words. So,
and they were like, "What are you doing?" And you're like, "Well, I'm not too ugly."
I know. That's what I told them. I said,
"It sounds like there's a lot of good looking folks."
Sounds like they're letting me in, and you know, I think they just didn't like Americans, but whatever. So then, of course, number 10 is Australia. Number 11 is New Zealand. Number 12, Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Been there as well. Thank you very much. Who? What? All over the world. Yes, thank you. I was with Keanu Reeves, so. He was able to show me some of the safer places, mm-hmm. Keanu Reeves' dear friend. I was shocked at how safe Japan was and how clean it was. I mean, it is, of all the places I've gone in life, that one was, I mean, it's a whole other world.
Yeah.
It's a different, everything about it's different. Culturally, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. But interesting, you know, just like... like there's like 7-Elevens. I think they have actual 7-Elevens, but in the 7-Elevens, you could buy like, you know, you guys know it's a weird shit.
A Japanese Kit Kat.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But then you could buy like, you know, fish.
Oh.
You know, like whole fish. Like,
yeah.
And then they like porn's, you know, they have like porn right out there for,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's like anime shit. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like weird anime shit. And then like men in business suits would be sitting at, reading the porn magazines right in the 7-Eleven. And it's weird shit, like a dragon, fucking a robot. Mm-hmm. You know, like people are into that.
With like tentacles. And
I know, you consider that safe. That's your business. But anyway, made the list. Number 13, France. Haven't been there yet.
Okay.
Number 14, Spain. Okay.
Okay.
Been there as a child. And number 15, okay. Now I'm going to... I have an issue with number 15.
Okay.
Because I've been there and I've seen some shit go down in this country. Now, I was in an area that people notoriously shit goes down, and it's a far bigger country than just this city.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there are parts that are. Nothing happened to me, but to the people I was with, some things happened. And I've heard stories of things happening. It's Brazil. Brazil is number 15.
How?
I know. I've always heard. You know,
horror stories.
Horror stories. I heard Brazil was, you know, was unsafe and whatever. And if America doesn't make it, but Brazil does. Okay, listen, we got our problems here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on. I don't know how they came up with this list. This is Berkshire Hathaway did it. And, you know, whether they took like just murders and whatever and crunched those numbers and came up with this.
Mm-hmm.
But we were in Brazil with Fortune Feimster. She was supposed to do a TV show or something. We were going to shoot a game show in Brazil, and she had me come along with her, and it was wild. It was just Fortune and myself and, like, two weird producers. Oh, my God. It was the shit I have done in my life that has gotten me to this age and this, I guess, where I'm sitting right now in a nice hotel room in Las Vegas, the fact that I'm here is a fucking miracle. Because the things I have done, one of this, three, four years ago, we're in Brazil.
That was during the podcast, right?
Yeah, we were doing the podcast. It was right around Christmas, and we were going to go shoot this game show in Brazil. They have a weird game show, and Fortune was going to be on. It was like an idea. It was like a pilot for a show. And we just knew it was like it was going nowhere fast. And then, like, the director was some weird, young, like, shy. I don't know what his deal was. But he got, like, the day we got there, he got, like, robbed at gunpoint.
Whoa.
Like, on the beach in Rio de Janeiro. Like, but he was, I think he was, I don't know what he was doing.
You think
but
he was trolling,
like,
for something?
Whatever. I didn't ask questions. But mm-hmm. the next day, he's like, eh. We were, like, trying to do something. He's like, well, I can't because my wallet's gone. And
yeah.
I was like, why? He goes, yeah, last night, a couple of guys stole my wallet. I was like, well, last night? We just got here an hour ago. Like,
yeah.
He was like, yeah, I went out to get something to eat at 2 in the morning.
Mm, this is a Jesse Smollett story.
Yeah, it started to reek of that, you know. And I'm like, all right. So sure enough, that was, and then there was a couple of other weird things that went down. But, you know, and then we were just with these weird producers. Oh, and the one guy kept falling asleep, like, and he'd fall asleep, like, mid-dinner. I don't know if he had, like, narcolepsy. Isn't that, wait, is narcolepsy where you fall asleep or you want to fuck dead people?
No, narcolepsy is fall asleep.
Okay, what's the one where you want to fuck dead people? Anyway, as a...
It's probably good we forgot.
Hey, listen, let's not talk about it. But, we'd be sitting there mid-dinner, and the guy would, like, fall asleep mm-hmm. and start snoring loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I mean, the whole time I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, I couldn't wait to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And not that, you know, Brazil was nice and everything. Good, you know, beautiful people and all that. And I kind of enjoyed the beach and stuff. But
to be higher than America on a safest vacation.
Hey, listen, my house is pretty safe. You know,
yeah.
Things are pretty nice. But I can understand what's going down. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, America could be, it could be rough. Look, I was on the fucking boardwalk. For whatever, not boardwalk, the boulevard
mm-hmm.
for 15 minutes yesterday trying to buy bananas. And a guy immediately asked me if I wanted to fuck Asian whores. That's not safe. You know what I mean? So I get what they're talking about. And honestly, that's a good list. I should probably try and visit. Like, this is the year I said that I was going to do some of these Switzerland, Norway countries, some mm-hmm. of those. I've never really been to that part of the world. That's got to be nice, right?
Yeah.
It's all whiteies and stuff, right? Isn't it just like nice,
just
like blonde people?
Villages,
I mean, am I thinking of?
I think you're right.
Am I stereotyping those parts of the world, or is that what's going on there?
You could be, but
tulips and shit.
Yeah,
right.
I think you're right.
You're going on some traveling. You're traveling. Italy's not on here. You're going to Italy.
Yeah.
You might be. You keep your hand on your.
They got some smuggling problems.
Keep your hand on your wallet.
Yeah.
Wallet. He's got a rubber band around a couple of. expired credit cards. But yeah, anyway, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Thrive Market, a new sponsor here on Cover to Cover. Hello, Thrive Market. I've been having a good time going over to Thrive Market and doing my grocery shopping and have it delivered right to my door. I love this Thrive Market. Healthy alternatives to most of the junk that I eat. I'm going, Alex, this year, 2024, trying to do a little less sugary.
Mm-hmm.
As we just talked about sugary cereals on here, I'm trying to do a little less, and Thrive has all that. They have a lot of alternative, low-sugar alternatives. My daughter loves the organic kids snacks, and they, of course, Thrive delivers it right to the door. What are you doing to be healthy in 2024 at Thrive Market, Alex?
I love all of their, they've got a lot of great vitamins, multivitamin I've been using.
Oh.
Trying to get, you know me, I like to get rid of the inflammation.
And Alex hates inflammation. And if you've seen Alex in person, he is not inflamed at all.
Yeah.
He looks very uninflamed.
Thank you.
And it's a Thrive Market. He has to thank for that. As a Thrive Market member, I save money at every single grocery order. On an average, I save over 30% each time. And you guys know how going to the grocery store has just become crazy. So over at Thrive Market, you could save 30%. That's a considerable savings.
Mm-hmm.
They even have deals. Here we go again. Okay. They even have a deals page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands on there. So I highly recommend checking out the deals page. When you join Thrive Market, you also are helping your family in need with their one membership matching program, which is nice. I mean, get out there and help those who are unfortunate in life. Mm-hmm. You know, my father used to say always, these are unfortunate people, Christopher, and you got to be happy that you're fortunate in life. And, you know, I don't know if I was, but my father made us believe we were. Anyway, you know what we did? We do a thing on this podcast called a call to action. That's what they call it. They go, a call to action. That means you guys at now have to get up and you have to take action. You have to go over to Thrive Marketing. You have to check out what they got. I really recommend it. Save on your groceries. Have it delivered right at the door. And Alex, he's the best at calling you to action. So here goes Alex with his call to action. Go ahead, Alex.
Join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/cover for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/cover. thrivemarket.com/cover.
What's a $60 gift?
That's a hefty
pretty
gift.
Expensive gift.
Yeah.
Oh, it must be lovely. All right. Well, there you go. Go figure out what that is and let us know. Thank you, Thrive. Yeah. So that's the situation. Anyway, a couple of stories about celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Dua Lipa. We love her over here. Dua Lipa. She's got a new hit song, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an old hit song, right?
But it was like, I don't know, I saw it on that chart.
It's still
that we
on
just
the
played, Billboard chart.
Yeah.
She's got a new boyfriend. That's all the buzz. Mm-hmm. New boyfriend actor. What's his name?
Callum. Let me get the last name.
And they
name.
Were they
They were spotted at a popular sushi restaurant.
And they were all over each other.
Yeah.
They were all over each other. They called, what do they call? PDA. PDA
mm-hmm.
dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know who else had a PDA dinner? Tom Brady and Irina Shayk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's like a gorgeous model who's been, she's been connected, you know, to Bradley Cooper's and a few other people, but she's to Tom Brady mm-hmm. well, now, so they're saying. And they had a PDA dinner, too.
Yeah.
They were at a dinner. And then, of course, Dua Lipa and this guy. Which
Callum
is,
Turner.
Callum Turner, mm-hmm. actor.
Actor.
In some stuff. I think he was in the Harry Potters.
Done like four of the Harry Potters. Yeah.
But she's a good get right now for anybody. Like if you're an actor of like a Callum Turner like level,
mm-hmm.
getting a Dua Lipa, that's going to put your career through the roof. Like
yeah.
you're going to be the guy now. This is almost like a Travis Kelce. That's almost as good
as a come up.
Yeah, it's a come up. And a lot of people are saying this, you know, maybe I'm wrong about this Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. They're saying, Alex, they're talking engagement
yeah.
at this point. People are talking engagement.
Which is why I think you're, because you always suspected something publicist driven.
I always do.
Yeah.
I'm not, yeah.
But if they're floating engagement for
That's
the summer,
That's
and it's
I'm
not
hearing.
Even close to the summer, somebody's floating it.
I know, but how would anybody be on the, like, who's, is Travis Kelce telling like
yeah.
People Magazine like, hey, maybe think around the summer I might be doing like it,
yeah.
They're just making this shit up.
Yes.
So who knows? But here's the thing that will be the true test of this relationship. This weekend, the Kansas City Chiefs have to go to Buffalo to play the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs. And I guess Taylor's gonna go to Buffalo. Now listen, I love Buffalo. We've talked about it. We were just there. I don't mind. I enjoy the people of Buffalo. I like the area. Good people. I've always had a good time up there in Buffalo. I don't know if it's got what Taylor Swift needs or want. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Do they have a Four Seasons or like where's Taylor Swift gonna stay?
Yeah.
But I mean, imagine there must be like Josh Allen, the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, must have a nice house
mm-hmm.
somewhere.
It's kind of yeah.
I'm not saying it's bad. Like Buffalo's got a nice area. It's got some nice parts. I'm sure. But, like, do they have, like, a 5-star hotel that Taylor could stay in for a couple of days?
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be, I mean, the weather right now in the country, I'm looking at it, it's like, thank God.
It's brutal.
I mean, I'm seeing 20 belows in some parts of the country and the snow and the, whew, this is when it gets bad. This is when you just, the Januarys and the Februarys, you're like, man, when does this end?
Mm-hmm.
When are we getting back to the good times? But, you know, it's not that all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's like, shit, here we are. Now it's 104. And you're like, I long for the days of 20 degrees. Who knows? But anyway, I don't know if Taylor's going to go to Buffalo, but I'm excited, Alex. I can't say this because I'm not supposed to be, you know, I have to pretend like this is a struggle for me being away from my family for a week here in Las Vegas. But there's playoff games on Saturday and Sunday, and I'm here in Las Vegas on Saturday and Sunday.
You throw some money at it?
I'm not going to throw some money at it because I don't know anything about it, that, you know. And I don't know enough about the teams that are currently still in the race to throw money at it. But I've hear stories about like these sports books where people go and it's just a party.
Yeah.
They sit down and they cheer and they dress up. So like there's we were talking about it yesterday. There's a
Circa.
Circa.
Mm-hmm. Adults only hotel. No children in the building.
All right.
It's nice.
Take it easy. I'm not, you know. Think I'm going to bring one of my Asian whores in there? Absolutely not. So I hear the Circa's like a pool sports book bar, whatever. And it's like giant screens and a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the pool, you can go in it now. Like it's cold in Vegas. It's certainly not 90 degrees. It's 50 degrees outside. But they say the pool is open.
Mm-hmm.
And they say I see the advertisement for it. It's the largest adult hot tub or something, they said.
Yeah.
And you could sit in it while you watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what, and now? It's, I don't know if I want to be sitting in a hot tub in this weather.
Yeah.
With a bunch of other people.
Well, that's when you get...
Because then I got to get out of the hot tub, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I feel like... Anyway, but I might be doing... I want to do something like that, you know? Can I be a part of that world?
Mm-hmm.
If you can make it back to... Sit and watch games and... Oh, I'll make it. I'll make it to the shows. But I'd like to try it. And we'll see. Who knows? I might just be watching it at the Target that I was at yesterday. Decent Target. City Target, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
All self-checkout. All self-checkout. No people at all.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know. I didn't see an employee in the entire Target. That doesn't end well.
Never.
If this is the way it's going, people are just walking out. I see it. I'm not a security guard, but I'm like, that guy just walked out with that. He didn't scan that.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, well, that's the way it's going to be. There's nobody manning anything.
If you got that much money, then I guess it doesn't matter.
I'll be honest with you, Alex. I did it. How do you like this? I know it shames me. It pains me to say this, but I was doing all my checkouts. Beep, beep, beep. And then I looked at one thing. It was a little item, okay?
Bananas?
Wasn't the bananas. Bananas, I paid for all four. I got four bananas.
Ooh.
How do you like that?
It's good.
Yeah, because I looked at the amount of days I have left here, and I'm like, I don't have enough bananas to get me through this. But I can go back and get more bananas. This will be fine. And the other thing is, what I didn't realize tomorrow night, I got an Asian whore coming up here, and she might need a banana. I don't know if I have enough bananas for the Asian whores and myself. Oh, man. So, but Vegas is wild. It's wild. And it's, I mean, I guess it's everything. I don't know what, like, is there still a scene here?
Like a party scene?
I feel like it's gone country. We were talking. I don't know if we were on air or off air.
No, we were at the bar last night.
Yeah, we were talking. Alex is saying it's gone very country here.
Mm-hmm.
Country like music, country like every bar is now skewing
Redneck
like
Riviera,
country music.
Old Red, all of them.
All of them, and yeah, his bar, Old Red, is Blake Shelton's bar, just opened like Monday. It was the grand opening of it, and it's very country. To which I told Alex, I was like, I don't know if that's the way. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love like the Nashvilles and those country bars. It's always a fun spot. The music's good and whatever. But I don't know if I would lean into that. I'm going to say it. I don't know if that audience has the type of money that Vegas is charging right now.
Yeah.
That may be stereotypical, and I might be painting with a broad brush, but you guys understand what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's steep here. There's no bargains anymore. I mean, pizza's $9 a slice. Fucking water's $12 a bottle.
Yep.
And I don't know if you're going to lean full country. I don't know if they're going to be spending that kind of dough.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to, like, in order to keep this... city running, I think you need people to be spending money here.
Yeah.
Right?
They're going heavy on sports now.
I know. Oh, I heard all about it.
Yeah.
A lady who's opening my show. She's like the queen of Las Vegas. I'm gathering from the last 3 days with her. Fucks up my name every 5 minutes, but she can remember every fucking comedian she performed with in the 50s.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's great. Thank you. Anyway, she was telling me all about the Oakland A's stadium that's coming here. I guess it won't be the Oakland A's anymore. And, you know, where they're building it and the traffic. And I was like, oh, I got it.
Yeah.
So, so there's that. The Oakland A's are coming here, and they're going to build the stadium right next to where the hockey team plays and the Raiders play. So it's all happening. I mean, I guess there's somebody's making some money because they're doing this shit. They're building it, and it's... But I don't know if people people at the gaming tables and stuff.
I think gambling is all in all kind of a lot of places are going to resort, like more of it's a resort. We got a ton of restaurants and gambling and entertain, you know, but
there's a new hotel here called Fountain Blue.
That
was very famous in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And it just opened a couple of weeks ago here. I guess they've been building it forever. It's a very high-end, exclusive property.
They started it before the Cosmo was built.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, it's been 20 years in the making. 15.
I think it's only been open for a couple of months, and they've already gone through their third CEO.
Yeah.
I'm reading a lot of Vegas news the last couple of days, and apparently this is a big problem. Mm-hmm. Fountain Blue is having a lot of issues right now.
Yeah.
Where is it? I'm gonna walk over to this place.
Well, you're not gonna walk there.
Oh, it's far.
It's pretty far, but you know where Resorts World popped up down kind of on the end?
Oh, okay.
Pretty far. It's the other side of the strip, kind of, you know, wind side over there.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, do I take an Uber?
You can.
Can I do that?
You could do that.
All right, maybe I'll do that. I might get out of the MGM tonight.
You should go check out Resorts World. That's another new one that just
I just
opened.
Got a message from a guy. This is not a joke. I know I have a joke that starts like this, but this is real. I just got a message just as we were going to air. I got a message from a guy I went to high school with.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote me and he goes, hey, I'm landing in Vegas tonight. Like, I'd love to catch up. And I might do it. Like, this guy I actually like. I've known him forever, Danny. So I might meet Danny for a drink.
Nice.
You know? I feel like Danny, I don't want to say his real name, but his name's Danny. I don't want to say his last name. But this is like the 10th city that I've been in where he's like, hey, I'm here. I don't know if he's just a weird stalker or he's like actually.
Or it's the Asian
whores. I think he has like a bin.
Maybe he's just. Is that where you run
I don't know
into?
Why he looked at me and he thought I went, you know, like I was a guy who would fuck Asian whores. Like, why didn't he offer me
it's
other type of
it's
whores?
A numbers game. That's just what he had that week, you know? Like,
oh, I don't think he was the one who had him. I think he was working for somebody else.
Yeah.
He didn't look like the type of guy who had a bevy of whores.
He didn't have a harem somewhere?
Nah, he was wearing South Pole jeans and shit. You know, yeah. I'm assuming that a guy who had like a bevy of whores is not wearing a... Ross dress for less South Poles.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I just wish he would have said after he said Asian whores, and I was like, no, I'm good. He would have. Is there any type of whore?
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah. Are you familiar with Canada? You have any Canadian whores? It's the safest.
Yeah.
So I'd like a Canadian whore. I've never done that. I've never done that, and it seems. So weird.
It's a world. It's a whole world.
If I was the type of guy who, I don't know, I guess you call them up to the room or something, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're services. So, yeah, you call them and they're not guaranteeing you anything. But, yeah, they will get
And they
here.
Come up to the room?
Yeah.
That would be so weird.
I mean.
And then what do I do? I go, thanks for coming up.
Welcome.
You want a banana? and then I have sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
I mean, I could
not do such a thing.
It's a world. Like honestly, was he handing out like cards?
Yeah, like cards.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah.
At least there's a phone number you can call. There's a recourse if there's any problems. You know?
Oh, really?
Because if you see a girl who's highly attractive sitting at a lobby bar after midnight by herself.
Oh no, I've definitely had this
like
has happened. I've been in Vegas a million times and sure enough, like it's happened to me a million times.
But at least with these people, you could ask for a manager. With the girls that just approach
you. That's for manager. What do you mean?
Like, if it's a service.
And I would say, I'm not happy with what I received.
It's not even that. It's that once half of your shit goes missing from the hotel room, you've got, at least got a place to start. Because that's a big thing out here.
Don't take my $1,200 suede jacket.
Yeah, they call it a trick rolling.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to. See, that's what I feel like would happen to me. That's why I would never do it, because I feel like I would get trick rolled.
Yeah.
I saw a movie years ago, Fort Apache, the Bronx.
Okay.
Starring Paul Newman. And in that movie, it starts off, there's a guy, he's with a hooker, and the hooker has a razor blade in her mouth.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. And all of a sudden, she pops it out and cuts his throat. And that's how, and I swear to God, I was 10 when I saw that. And I've been terrified of it ever since. Yeah. So I wouldn't do it for that reason. I don't want my throat cut by a razor blade.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I just, that's not my scene. But speaking of that, I do have one other thing that I'd like to talk about for the year, for 2024, going into a new year. You know, Lindsay Lohan, there's a new Mean Girls out. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? That's not the story I wanted to get to, yes. But this is a story.
It's a musical, I believe.
It is a musical. That's exactly right, Alex. But apparently it's a joke in it. That Lindsay Lohan's very upset about. I guess she makes a guest appearance. She does like a cameo in it, and they paid her a lot of money to get her to do a cameo in it. But she's very upset. It says Lindsay Lohan is disappointed by the joke, and so is her dad. Michael Lohan chimed in. He said he didn't like the joke either. He's that guy. You know, her dad, her upstanding dad, did not like the joke. Anyway, here's the joke. I guess it was, the joke is from Megan Thee Stallion. Mm. She's in the movie. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah. The line in question happens when Katie Heron, played by Angouri Rice in the 2024 version, wears a red outfit. And Megan Thee Stallion, who appears in several scenes via social media, reacts by saying, "Hot girls, we are going back to red. Y2K fire crotch is back."
Oh.
That's, now we all remember. Y2K, first of all, boom. That's an old, you know, the year 2000, I believe. That's an old reference. And fire crotch was what? The one guy. Mm-hmm. Remember there was like some sweaty guy sitting in a car with Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
And he said something about a fire crotch.
Yeah.
And that, so yeah, she's not happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not nice.
And Katie Heron was originally her character.
Is that right?
Yeah, because she was Katie in the original. So
oh, what, she was?
It was pretty pointed, I believe, at her. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, Lohan, whose sorry soft spoiler cameo in the new film, reportedly she got $500,000 to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. For 4 hours of work, was hurt by the line, according to a representative for the Freaky Friday star. The joke was hurtful, and Lindsay Lohan's disappointed, said a publicist.
Mm-hmm.
I think she'll be okay.
Yeah.
She got $500,000. Just take the hit.
20 minutes of work.
Yeah, take the hit on that one. You know who else is upset? Ariana DeBose. You know her? She's a famous Broadway actress. She was in Hamilton, among other things. Very good singer. She's been hosting a lot now. She hosts the Tonys, and she's good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana DeBose. She won an Oscar for West Side Story.
Yeah.
Excellent in that Steven Spielberg West Side Story. She's very good and very talented and an excellent singer. But I guess at the Grammys, or what was it? No, not the Grammys.
Emmys.
The Emmys the other night, they made like a joke about her not being a good singer. And there's some people who think they're singers. And they rattled off Ryan Gosling. And so, you know, it was like an Emmy for best song in a movie or something. And they said, and there are these people, what's the fuck girl who sings the Barbie song? We just talked about it.
Dua Lipa
and blah, blah, blah.
Billie Eilish.
And they said, and then there's people who think they're singers.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Gosling and Ariana DeBose. And at that point, they cut to Ariana DeBose. And she's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a better singer than any of these people.
Yeah.
So she looks very, and of course, it was all over the place. And you know what we need to stop doing, I think, in award shows? Cutting to the audience. Like, there's never going to be, we're never going to get the proper reaction we're looking for from any of the celebrities. Because for a thousand reasons, they're half listening sometimes. They don't know the camera's on them. They're eating, whatever the case may be. But it always looks like they're having a reaction to the joke, but they're not necessarily having a reaction to the joke. But in this case, it looked like Ariana DeBose is very hurt.
Yeah.
But I guess whoever the girl who said it was, I'm not sure who she was, but they made up the next day.
Yes.
They found some have common ground or whatever on another red carpet a day later.
Was she the one who she accepted an award with a song or a rap or something? Wasn't there
something? She was hosting something and she said, Angela Bassett did the thing.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And everybody had, Angela Bassett did the thing. Yeah, so. Yeah, that's her. That's her. Out of the
I don't even think they were saying she was bad at singing.
She's a lesbian. There's nothing wrong with that. No. But I'm saying that I just want everyone to know she's a lesbian.
Oh, before and I go any further.
No, she's fully like out and out. You know, she's married or something, which is great. She's a good looking woman.
It was Bella Ramsey that made
Now, who's Bella Ramsey?
She's a young actress. I'll tell you exactly what she's been
I think she was just reading a cue card. You know? I don't think she even knew what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody wrote the joke and she just said it. Yeah, so I don't think she meant any harm to Ariana DeBose. She was just doing her job.
She was from that Last of Us show.
Yes, right.
She was in Game of Thrones.
Oh, that girl. Oh, that's right. Okay, now I know who it is. Yeah, isn't she like a DJ or something? I think she's a DJ.
Maybe.
She is, Alex. She's a DJ.
Okay. Yes, she is. I heard that.
She does some DJ sets in Montauk. She DJs in Montauk sometimes. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know what's going on. Anyway, what
speaking
I
speaking of Montauk,
yeah, what about it?
We had some news.
We did.
Montauk
news.
The Baldwins.
Oh, Alec Baldwin. Yeah. That's right. He's out there at the east end of Long Island, Amagansett.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess yesterday he posted a video. He's selling his house.
Yeah.
And he posted a video like to sell his house, like he was on like.
But it was on the realtor's YouTube page.
He was on Facebook Marketplace or something. He's like, "Hey, I'm selling this house here, and it's real nice."
Mm-hmm.
For $15 million or whatever. And this is what we've talked about with Alec Baldwin for quite some time now, ever since the Rust set incident went down. He doesn't have this type of money anymore. He doesn't have that, you know, the giant house money anymore. 8 kids. And you know this, I've said it a million times. There's nannies, there's Range Rovers, there's all these things, schools. And he's like, we got to get rid of this house.
Yeah.
And I guess they tried to sell it last year for like $25 million and didn't get any buyers. So now he's down to like $15 million. And now he's out making like videos. Like, come on, buy it. Do we have a little of his video?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's hear a little of Alec Baldwin begging you to buy his giant, gorgeous home in Amagansett, Long Island. If I had the money, I'd buy it tomorrow, but I certainly don't.
Just to say you
have
it?
Maybe I'll hit the Wheel of Fortune slot machine or something and go buy Alec Baldwin's house. Ooh, what's that? That's a little jazzy intro to Alec Baldwin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that. Sounds like a xylophone. How long is this going on for?
Hey, I'm Alec Baldwin.
Oh, there he is.
I've had a home out here on the east end of Long Island since 1982. When I was younger, we'd come out here and we'd sleep all morning.
Okay.
And lay on the beach all day.
Those were the days.
This place is the best. Yeah. My first house was here on Bluff Road in Amagansett, a house I rented for 5 years. And then after that, I decided to buy my own place.
Yeah.
I bought my first house here on Old Montauk Highway.
Oh, I know it well.
From Atlantic Avenue Beach. I had this little cottage over here for about 7 or 8 years. And then I decided I wanted something bigger.
Okay.
So I bought my house over on Town Lane.
That's the one he's trying to sell, right?
I bought this house back in 1995. I put this addition on the eastern side of the property in 1996. And my wife, Ilaria, and I
put this
addition on the western side of the property in 2014.
Oh, he made it. He made it. Ilaria made him put another.
I fell in love with this place the moment I came here because this is the main family home.
Anyway, there you have it. That's Alec Baldwin trying to sell his house. So if any of you listeners have, $17 million or something like that?
Something around there, something.
If you guys have $17 million, looks like a nice place.
Yeah.
Big property. Got
10,000 square feet.
Got a vegetable garden, I heard. That's one of the things they talk about, vegetable garden.
On many acres.
Got a movie. And they always say a movie theater in the house. I'm like, well, nobody needs
a living room.
Shit. I know, nobody needs this shit. You know, you see these dumb things. A bowling alley in the house. Like, who the fuck needs a bowling alley? Well, everybody cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
Live within your means, and then you wouldn't have to be doing videos for selling your house. God, I hope I never have to be walking around my Tarzana property. Very exotic property I have. I'll be walking around. I bought this house 2 years ago, and things aren't going well, and I got to get rid of it. So
the chips are down, and
I have to sell it in the next couple of weeks because I got to leave playing the Comedy Cave in Calgary next week, and I wanted to get rid of the house before I head up to Calgary for the Comedy Cave.
For family dinner.
Yeah. Why'd you lose your house, Chris? Because I was in Vegas, and I fucked an Asian whore, and everything went to shit.
Everything.
Why'd you fuck an Asian whore? It was offered to me from a fella on the street. Wasn't.
A pimp? I think they call that a pimp.
Pimp, whatever it is. Oh, I don't know. I'm losing my mind. People, I challenge any of you, if you're thinking that my mind is not working right now, I challenge any of you to spend this much time in Las Vegas, and you tell me if your mind is just not mush by the time it's over. And this is just halfway through, but I'm just not functioning properly. You can hear it in my voice. You can hear it in just everything. So I'm doing my best to come up with things to talk about. But anyway, here goes. This will be fun, and we'll get out of here with this. And thank you for tuning in to another Cover to Cover episode. I feel we had some fun with this one, as we always do. We always love doing the podcast, and I hope you guys enjoy just the banter. Coming live again, back on the road. We have a ton of dates coming up here in 2024. I'm booked pretty much the entire year, and more dates to come. But right now, everything up until this point is on frangiola.fun. I just had to move
Phoenix,
Arizona.
A week later.
So then the Thursday after, I think May 2nd or 3rd, I'm going to do now in Phoenix. And then the guy told me, he said, yeah, we can move it. We've only sold 19 tickets. I was like, all right, it's 4 months away. Like, we'll get there.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't kill you Phoenix people to, what is it doing?
Stand
up live in Phoenix.
Up in North Phoenix.
That's on frangiola.fun. Go get some tickets, people of Phoenix. I'm only doing one night now. And I feel like I do well in Phoenix. Like, those are my people. So anyway, let's do that. And then, of course, we have a bunch coming up. We have Fort Worth and Philadelphia and Lexington, Kentucky.
Louisville,
Kentucky. And all of it on frangiola.fun.
Another D.C. date.
Another D.C. date. That's right. We're so excited to get out there. The biggest dating trends of 2024. Okay? You ready for the dating trends? I don't know if people are out there anymore. Who knows? But these are dating trends for 20. It's okay to enjoy the ride. That's number one. Come 2024, singles will stress less about finding lifelong partners and allow themselves to live more in the moment. In fact, 69% of 4,000 Gen Z members surveyed agree that as they get older, following a conventional relationship timeline matters less to them. Okay, I could agree with that. What do you think of that one, Alex?
I like it. I agree.
Number two, sharing viewpoints is a top priority. No one is hesitating to ask where a prospective partner stands on important issues anymore. 25% of singles on Bumble reporting that seeing eye to eye on current events increases attraction. Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to these days. You know, if you're like on two sides of the fence on that kind of shit, it's just like, that's going to be a problem.
What happened to the good old days where your dad was angry and right and your mom was sweet and left? And
yeah,
that was just
I know. Yeah, but you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Alex, yeah. Armchair diagnosing is out.
Ooh.
Going to therapy to better understand yourself, fantastic and fully supported. Labeling people you're dating with psychiatric buzzwords, not cool.
Not cool.
Also known as theraposing. Did you know that?
I did not.
A term coined by Plenty of Fish, throwing around words like narcissist or sociopath because you dislike or a negative dating experience isn't just overdone. It's more likely inaccurate. Mm-hmm. In truth, a very small of the population meet these kind of clinical definitions. So if you have a bad date, don't go, this guy's a sociopath.
Yeah.
It's a narcissist or girl, you know? Don't do that, Alex. Mm-hmm. Plenty of Fish. That's still out there?
Plenty of Fish, I guess.
I guess you go on that and just,
you know.
God, it's so
Asian
like,
whores.
Asian, yeah. Is that where the Asian whores are? Plenty of fish? That's nice. FaceTime is a pre-date requirement. Oh, no. Oh, you got to go on FaceTime?
Yeah.
That's not fun.
I don't like it.
One major downside of AI, it's made catfishing and scamming even easier. Even one of the first things they mention is crypto. To ensure a potential match is who they claim to be, polite but firm requests for a quick FaceTime prior to a first date is on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? In 2017, OkCupid added the profile question, do you ever video chat with someone before you meet up in person? At the time, only 16% of respondents said yes. 5 years later, now it's 23%.
Wow.
okay, I could see that. I'm like, this guy might not be, might be old pictures. Let's see you now.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I get that. I can't FaceTime because I got a Samsung Galaxy
You'll never get
S21.
A date.
S21. Yeah, so I can't.
It's a good one. You got the best Samsung.
That's what they're telling me.
But that's not what, 4 years that's old not what all the plenty of fish are looking for.
Well, you know what? If I go on, if I ever get, you know, have to go on dates again, I'll say I can't FaceTime you, but here's what I can do because of the phone I have. If we actually do meet on a date, you know what I'm going to bring? Free crazy bread.
Oh.
Yeah, that comes with T-Mobile's Tuesday, T-Mobile Tuesdays. I get free crazy bread from Little Caesars. You understand?
Yeah.
So I don't know if a girl goes, but I'm like, I'm not going to FaceTime you, but do you like crazy bread? And they'll be like, yeah. And I'm like, well, it'll be coming.
Yeah.
Free. Thanks to
T-Mobile. If they ask, you could always do a cameo.
Yeah. It could cost you $25 to see my face. Singles over 50 are on the apps too. Do you know that? Oh, speaking of that, you know, we didn't even mention the Golden Bachelor. They had the wedding.
Oh,
they got married.
Wow.
On TV. I got to tell you, they had this guy all dolled up for the first episode of Jerry, his name is. And I watched the first like two episodes of the Golden Bachelor and then I kind of tailed off on it. But they had him all dolled up for the first episodes, you know, whatever, self-tanner, his hair was right. And he was like, oh, this guy looks good for his age. Then I saw him on, I think it was the New Year's Rockin' Eve, whatever, he came out to talk about the upcoming wedding to the girl that he picked. And he's not getting the attention from the makeup people that he was. And I'm like, oh, now he's starting to look 75, whatever he is. And it's starting to, and he was real goofy. Like I guess that's his shtick. He's like real high energy and goofy. I didn't watch the wedding, but he picked, it was another 70-year-old person and they got married on television. You know how that works?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, hopefully it lasts. Anyway, the dating app for people exploring more outside of the box relationship, 51 plus, is the fastest growing community, increasing by over 200% since 2021 and over 60% since 2022. Did you know that? Wow. One reason, says Dina Mohammed Leite, she's the vice president of data, is just the sheer number of smoking hot celebrities obliterating stereotypes around aging and desirability. Case in point, Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Aniston, Halle Berry, and even Martha Stewart, who basically broke the internet with her infamous 2023 swimming pool thirst trap. They're saying all these women are in their 50s and they're looking great.
Yeah.
And, you know, now the now regular women are like, well, if Jennifer Lopez can do it, why can't I? I'm like, well, I'll tell you why, because she's Jennifer Lopez and you're not. Location.
You're Yams.
Yams never had a date.
Yeah.
Never. Never had a date.
Never.
I often think about Yams, and I hope she's doing well. I really hope she found a date. This is the final one, and then we'll get the hell out of here. Location isn't a deal breaker. Plenty of Fish has found that members are increasingly willing to travel or even relocate for the right person. 23% of those surveyed say they've expanded their profile search parameters to include locations they find geographically desirable. With an increase in nomadic working, you're not tied down to any one place anymore if you don't want to be. People are connecting farther and willing to consider living somewhere else if they meet the right person. That's nice.
I mean, that could get a little hairy, right? I mean, you want to FaceTime before you see someone, but you'll date
you
someone.
Move.
And,
you don't want to move to have it like not work out. You know, next thing, you know, like stuck in some dangerous city. You know, I recommend going to some of the places that are safe. You know, Canada,
Portugal. Switzerland.
Australia. New Zealand. Very safe. All right, everybody. There we have it. That's a Thursday. Franchola.fun, like I said, has all the dates. Patreon, doing a ton of stuff over at Patreon. A lot of fun. And then we have many more episodes coming. We are just going to roll into 2024 doing fun stuff over here on Cover to Cover. If you like it, let us know. Go review us, 5 stars, whatever, 4 stars.
Yeah.
However many stars you feel. And tell us how much you love us on all the whatever, however you...
Wherever you get your podcasts.
If you listen. What do we got to get out of here?
You
know...
Anything
fun to...
Yeah. Your voice is a little shot today.
It's a little bit shot, I know.
And, you know...
I just need to, talk more, and it'll come together.
You're moving a little slow, you know, but
I am.
But that's what you get for waking up in Vegas.
Little bit.
Oh, I am too.
Yeah.
Waking Up in Vegas. What's Katy Perry.
Oh, is this from Katy Perry?
Have you never heard this?
I don't know if I have.
That's what you get for waking up in Vegas?
Oh, yes, I have. Yeah. Of course I have. I like Katy Perry. I like her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little goofy, but I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
She's fun. She's still on American Idol?
I think
she is, too.
I think so.
She's still married to Orlando Bloom, aren't they married?
I don't know. I mean,
I think they're married.
I'll let you know.
Oh, man. She had a residency out here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one. Good time.
They are engaged, but they are not married.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they've been engaged for a long time.
Yeah, 2016.
Don't they have kids together? I think they have a kid.
They have one child.
Oh, all right, everybody. No Doubt. You know, No Doubt, Gwen Stefani and the guys, No Doubt. Remember, mm-hmm. They're back together. They're going to be doing Coachella. They're the Coachella headliner. Just
nice.
Announced yesterday. No Doubt. I hope that her and Blake Shelton, just talk, they might be on the rocks. Mm-hmm. I hope not, Alex. I hope they can make it work. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Now I got to go spend 5 more days in Las Vegas. Bye-bye.
Remember what you told me. Remember what you told me.